In the news today,
Tasmania Today with John Fabris and the world according to Phil and John.
Let's get off all that stuff. Farnsey, you know how we were bagging far, well, I was.
You were.
Yeah, you love him, I know, but I was bagging Farnsey out last week. He's just opened the box office, would you believe, for his sixth show in Melbourne.
In Melbourne alone. He hasn't even taken it on the road anywhere else. That's just Melbourne, and that means he's sold out the other five, does it?
He has. He's doing the Palais Theatre in St Kilda, which is a smaller venue. It's not a stadium venue, which he's used to doing, but it still holds an awful lot of people. It's a pretty big gig, six shows. It just shows he's still got the pulling power. He's actually changed the formatting around a little bit. He's going to have a bit of fun in the first half. A lot of acoustic stuff.
Good.
Some rare oldies that you probably haven't heard from the Sadie day. Not necessarily Sadie. You know, Atomic Conversations and some of those earlier Farnsey hits that were actually pretty good. One, some covers. He's probably going to knock out a few songs that he kind of liked over the years.
He usually does, Sadie. His shtick is always, no! No, don't make me do Sadie. No, bugger off. I don't want to do it. And then he goes into Sadie.
The band sort of going, ding, 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 because they'd like to force it to.
Yeah.
He really doesn't like doing it, you know. It's a bit of a half, but he kind of doesn't like it.
He does it for comic effect. He knows it's his daddy.
He doesn't do the whole song. He only does the first couple of lines of it. Anyway, so that's Farnsey. He's doing his sixth show at the Palais. They'll probably end up doing about 20 of them if the popularity's still there, and it looks like it is.
Well, look at where he could go for Sydney and Brisbane yet, and Adelaide if he chooses. It's all open to him.
So shows a bit of a dearth in our entertainment industry, doesn't it? I'm not canning Farnsey as a lack of talent. He's a great talent, but we're still hankering for it, aren't we, us baby boomers?
Well, where's that big name act outside of Farnsey? You got Barnsey, of course, but he is ubiquitous. He's everywhere, and he plays every pub, and he comes to Tasmania, so it's no great big event to see him down at the casino or here in the north of the state. Barnsey is every bit as iconic as Farnsey. It's just accessibility, and Farnsey, through managing his career and going away for a couple of years, being very low profile, makes the audience have this hankering to see him again. That's
absolutely
the only difference. It's all marketing and the way he unfurls his career.
Clever, isn't it? Very clever. What Barnsey ought to do is put himself away for a year or two and then come back with a huge, proper cold chisel tour, doing all of their cold chisel songs and some of his solo stuff all in the one gig.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder, and that's what it's all about. Now, Wills and Kate and Posh and Bex. Now, Posh and Bex have announced the arrival of their bouncing new baby, and they are mates with Wills and Kate, I'm hearing.
Well, apparently, Posh and Bex are sort of going to, they'd like to ask Kate and Wills to be the godparents.
Oh, what?
Can you imagine the... Are they mates? Or is it all just a beat-up? I can't imagine Wills and Bex having a conversation, can you?
No, it'd be... how's that soccer game going, old chap? You know, and it's like, hey, listen, Wills, would you like to be my baby's godfather? Yeah, what about them, mate? Kind of different side of the tracks, aren't they?
To watch this space scenario, meanwhile, Wills and Kate are actually in Hollywood, rubbing shoulders with the LA royalty. He's just opened a night showcasing new British talent, J-Lo and Streisand and Nicole Kidman, all the usual suspects, Tom Hanks all hanging about, trying to get a bit of a photo opportunity with the royal couple. And then it was off to Polo.
Oh, as you do.
Polo, just get this, the cheap seats at the Polo, $400.
Oh, wow, that's just the cheap seats.
And the VIP seats, $4,000.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so the rich man's sport, isn't it? Polo. Yeah,
definitely.
Wills was saying that his brother, Harry, and his father, the Prince of Wales, were green as the grass on the polo field when he said he was going off to have a game.
Rather pithy from young Wills. That's the minute for us, the world according to Phil and John, Tasmania Today. Next hour, when we come back, football and his beloved Collingwood, well, flying high. This is Tasmania Today.
Tasmania Today with John Fabris, 1300 883 557.